I focused harder on trying to fit in, and when that didn't work, I lived for the weekend. I did this for 10 years, burning the candle at both ends. Eventually, it caught up with me. I became chronically stressed and anxious. Then, one day, I had to ask the CEO's personal assistant to call me an ambulance because I thought I was having a heart attack. It turned out to be a panic attack. That's when I knew I couldn't go on. The problem was that all the alternatives, changing career, starting over again, seemed impossible. How could I trade in the security of my comfortable life for uncertainty? Wouldn't I be risking all the progress I had made? I also felt guilt that I should even be searching for such luxuries as meaning and fulfilment. Would my grandfather have complained at such fortune? Life appeared to offer an awful choice: money or meaning. At the age of 16, Samira Khan decided that she wanted to become a lawyer. She was driven partly by her interest in human rights and Amnesty International, and partly by the enticing glamour of her favourite TV series, L.A. Law. But she also wanted to do something that would please her parents, Pakistani and East African Indian immigrants who had arrived in Britain in the 1960s. Her dad, working his way up from a factory job, and both of them becoming successful social worker managers. For them, success is measured through tangible career rungs in a profession like law, medicine or accountancy, says Samira, who is now in her early 30s. Their expectations influenced my decision 150%. She followed her plan, getting a law degree, then spending her 20s qualifying as a solicitor. She found a position as an in-house corporate lawyer for a hedge fund. I had it all. I was a city girl earning megabucks and loved the way law used my brain. But after 5 years in the job, it all suddenly changed. I was on honeymoon, sitting on a beach in Sicily, when I had an epiphany. I realised something wasn't right. I'd just got married, which was a huge rite of passage in my life, and I should have been ecstatic. I'd achieved my dream of becoming a lawyer, and I had my partner by my side. Yet, I felt totally unfulfilled. Where were the "my life is now perfect" sparks? And as I sat there, I worked out that the problem must be my career. I could see its future so clearly laid out before me, and it filled me with dread. I realised that I wasn't going to be happy sitting behind a desk for the next 40 years, for the rest of my life, making rich people richer. I had worked really hard to get this qualification in a respected profession, but was now left thinking, surely my career should offer me more than this. Is this it? Is this all I get from life? When it dawned on me that my career to date felt somewhat meaningless, it was devastating. I was really scared about contemplating anything but law. Law identified me. Indeed, I thought it defined me. A lot of lawyers are like this. It's your label, it's who you are. To lose that identity was going to make me feel naked and completely empty. If you're not a lawyer, what are you? Who are you? When I got back from my honeymoon, I could see that I was getting myself into a downward spiral of job-related despair, but I didn't know how to fix it. I literally went to Google and typed in something like, "What to do if you hate your career?" Ian King has never been conventional. When he left secondary school, he spent a year busking around Europe, playing the guitar standing on his head. One summer, while at college in the early 1990s, he and a friend crossed into northern Iraq from Turkey, where they befriended a group of Kurdish freedom fighters, travelled around with them in a jeep full of machine guns and handheld missile launchers, and narrowly escaped being kidnapped. Later, Ian started up a national student newspaper, which folded after half a dozen issues, then volunteered as a researcher for a political party. Never having had much of a career plan, he ended up as an expert on peace building for the United Nations and other international organisations. He helped introduce a new currency in Kosovo and has worked alongside soldiers on the battlefront in Afghanistan. He has also found time to write a philosophy book and to spend a year as a house husband in Syria, the lone father at baby groups in the Damascus expatriate community. When Ian's wife was pregnant with their second child, he decided it was time to give up his precarious freelance career